Okay, well, I'm here with Saturday night, and I've just seen Unionville Milliken get beat 4-0. It's a tough one against Vaughan Azzurri, who are looking forward to their bid in the Canadian Championship. But I have Coach Sanford Caravan here, and we'll talk about this game for a little bit. What did you think of this game, this week's game, as compared to last week's game, with you got a tie out of?
Well, I mean, this was a tough one. I think, you know, when you concede a goal in the first minute of the game, it's tough to come back unless you've got a core group of guys that, have been through that. And right now, we're a new team this year. There's only, five players that we retained from last year. So we've tried to integrate a lot of young guys into our squad. That's going to take a bit of time for them to understand this league. This league is, when they jump up from OPDL and from an under-21 level, the speed of play is an adjustment. Their understanding of opposition tactics takes a bit of time. So I think some of our young players struggled tonight, picking up cues, and we got caught twice on goals that were definitely preventable, late runs from midfield that, the young guys just didn't read the cues quick enough. So, there's still a lot of positives. We had 10 players in under 23 out tonight. We had 5 19-year-olds in the squad, so Wittica's just going to need a bit of time to work together. But, you're going up against last year's champion. It's going to be a tough one. Their fitness level probably is about 4 or 5 notches above us right now. And that showed in the first half, definitely defensively.
Yeah. It might have been good to put them off if there was a scheduling god one more week, when they'd be tired doing the thing they're going to pull off on Wednesday. But, that's how the schedule works. So this is your second home game here. Moving from, Bill Crothers Stadium to here, it's the same kind of turf. It's okay, I suppose?
Yeah, there's no difference, really. I mean, this is probably slightly newer. The turf's the turf. I think both teams got to play for it. Didn't really hurt us tonight.
Okay. Now, most folks are also coaches somewhere else. Like last week, Windsor TFC guy was also the coach of the University of Windsor, and we know the link with York University with these folks. But you've got a surprise of who you're coaching right now. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, coaching with the Jamaican women's national team. I've been with them now for just under a year. I work as their team analyst as well as an on-field coach. So this was the first time Jamaica has qualified for the Women's World Cup, which will be next month in France. You're dealing with a lot of different variables when you're in the women's game, also at the national team level. So, there's a lot of learning experience that I'm getting right now at that level that I can transfer into League One, especially on recovery days and preparations between games, which we'll try to educate our players on. So, it's exciting time. I'll be away from League One for a few weeks while I go to the World Cup, but it's hopefully I come back a better coach.
Okay. Now, I remember Toronto Blizzard in this city had a tryout camp last year for girls of Jamaican descent. Was there anyone that team that's picked that's like a Canadian that's on the Jamaican national team?
There is actually one girl. She's actually, I believe, used to train and play with Unionville, Yasmin Jamieson. She's our third goalkeeper. She's based out of Ottawa. I think she's playing professionally in New Zealand. She's just graduated. That's our Canadian connection.
Well,
right now,
that'll be someone to look for as these games go on. But thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Good luck the rest of the season.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.